Senator, we're making our final approach into Coruscant.
Very good, Lieutenant.
I was wrong. There was no danger at all.
Senator?
No.
M'lady, you're still in danger here.
I shouldn't have come back.
This vote is very important. You did your duty. Corday did hers. Now come. Senator Amidala, please.
I don't know how much longer I can hold off the Verg, my friends. More and more star systems are joining the separatists.
If they do break away...
I will not let this republic that has stood for 1,000 years be split in two. My negotiations will not fail.
If they do, you must realize there aren't enough Jedi to protect the republic. We're keepers of the peace, not soldiers.
Master Yoda... Do you think it will really come to war?
The dark side clouds everything. Impossible to see. The future is.
Mahana Jimaja Boska Wabukibu.
Good.
Mahohota Pa Dan.
Send them in. We will discuss this matter later.
Senator Amidala, your tragedy on the landing platform, terrible. Seeing you alive brings warm feelings to my heart.
Do you have any idea who is behind this attack?
Our intelligence points to disgruntled spice miners on the moons of Naboo.
I think the Count Dooku is behind it.
He is a political idealist, not a murderer.
You know, m'lady, Count Dooku was once a Jedi. He couldn't assassinate anyone. It's not in his character.
But for certain, Senator, in grave danger, you are.
Master Jedi, may I suggest the Senator be placed under the protection of your graces?
You really think that's a wise decision under these stressful times?
Chancellor, if I may comment, I do not believe
the situation is that serious. No, but I do, Senator. I realize all too well that additional security might be disruptive for you, but perhaps someone you're familiar with. An old friend, like Master Kenobi.
That's possible. He's just returned from a border dispute on Anseon.
Do it for me, m'lady, please. The thought of losing you is unbearable.
I will have Obi-Wan report to you immediately, my lady.
Thank you, Master Windu.
You seem a little on edge. Not at all. I haven't felt you this tense since we fell into that nest of Gundarks.
You fell into that nightmare, Master, and I rescued you, remember?
Oh, yes. You're sweating. Relax. Take a deep breath.
I haven't seen her in 10 years, Master.
See you again, Jar Jar.
Senator Blackman! Miss Apollo's here. Looky, looky, Senator. Decent Jedi arrived.
It's a great pleasure to see you again, my lady.
And it's been far too long, Master Kenobi. Annie? My goodness, you've grown.
So have you. Grown more beautiful, I mean. Well, for a senator, I mean.
Annie, you'll always be that little boy I knew on Tatooine.
Our presence here will be invisible, m'lady, I can assure you.
I'm Captain Typho of Her Majesty's Security Service. Queen Jamila has been informed of your assignment. I am grateful you're here, Master Kenobi. The situation is more dangerous than the Senator will admit.
I don't need more security, I need answers. I want to know who's trying to kill me.
We're here to protect you, Senator, not to start an investigation.
We will find out who's trying to kill you, Padme. I promise you.
We will not exceed our mandate, my young Padawan learner.
I meant it in the interest of protecting her, Master, of course.
We will not go through this exercise again, Anakin. And you will pay attention to my lead.
Why?
What?
Why else do you think we were assigned to her if not to find the killer? Protection is a job for local security, not Jedi. It's overkill, Master. Investigation is implied in our mandate.
We will do exactly as the Council has instructed. And you will learn your place, young one.
Perhaps with merely your presence, the mystery surrounding this threat will be revealed. Now, if you'll excuse me, I will retire.
I know I'll feel better having you here. I'll have an officer stationed on every floor, and I'll be in the control center downstairs.
Miss Bustin with happiness seeing you again, Annie.
She hardly even recognized me, Jar Jar. I've thought about her every day since we've parted, and she's forgotten me completely.
She's a happy. Happier than me for seeing her in a long old time.
You're focusing on the negative, Anakin. Be mindful of your thoughts. She was pleased to see us. Now, let's check the security.
I hit the ship, but they used a decoy.
We'll have to try something more subtle this time, Sam. My client is getting impatient. Take these. Be careful, they're very poisonous. And Sam, there can be no mistakes this time.
Captain Typho has more than enough men downstairs. No assassin would try that way. Any activity up here?
Quiet as a tomb. I don't like just waiting here for something to happen to her.
What's going on?
She covered the cameras. I don't think she liked me watching her.
What is she thinking?
She programmed R2 to warn us if there is an intruder.
There are many other ways to kill a senator.
I know, but we also want to catch this assassin, don't we, Master?
You're using her as bait.
It was her idea. Don't worry, no harm will come to her. I can sense everything going on in that room. Trust me.
It's too risky. Besides, your senses aren't that attuned to my young apprentice.
And yours are.
Possibly.
You look tired.
I don't sleep well anymore.
Because of your mother?
I don't know why I keep dreaming about her.
Dreams pass in time.
I'd much rather dream about Padme. Just being around her again is intoxicating.
Be mindful of your thoughts, Anakin. They betray you. You've made a commitment to the Jedi Order, a commitment not easily broken. And don't forget, she's a politician, and they're not to be trusted.
She's not like the others in the Senate, Master. It is my experience that senators focus only on pleasing those who fund their campaigns. And they're in no means scared of forgetting the niceties of democracy in order to get those funds.
Not another lecture. At least not on the economics and politics.
Besides, you're generalizing. The Chancellor doesn't appear to be corrupt.
Palpatine is a politician. I have observed that he is very clever in following the passions and prejudices of the senators.
I think he's a good man. My...
I sense it too.
Oh, you know, Master, I couldn't find a speeder that I really liked.
There he is.
With the open cockpit and the right speed capabilities.
You spent as much time practicing your saber techniques as you knew your wit you would rival Master Yoda as a swordsman.
I thought I already did.
Only in your mind, my better young apprentice.
You know I don't like it when you do that.
Sorry, Master. I forgot you don't like flying.
I don't mind flying, but what you're doing is suicide.
Chase going any longer, that creep is going to end up deep fried. And personally, I'd very much like to find out who he is and who he's working for. This is a shortcut, I think. Lost him. I'm deeply sorry, Master.
That was some shortcut, Anakin. He went completely the other way. Once again, you've proved...
If you'll excuse me...
I hate it when he does that.
Into the club, Master.
Patience. Use the force. Think.
Sorry, Master.
You went in there to hide, not to run.
Yes, Master.
Next time, try not to lose it.
Yes, Master.
This weapon is your life.
I try, Master.
Why do I get the feeling you're going to be the death of me?
Don't say that, Master. You're the closest thing I have to a father.
Then why don't you listen to me?
I am trying.
Can you see him?
I think he is a she. And I think she's a changeling.
In that case, be extra careful. Go and find her.
Where are you going, Master?
For a drink. Thank you.
You want to buy some death sticks?
You don't want to sell me death sticks.
I don't want to sell you death sticks.
You want to go home and rethink your life?
I want to go home and rethink my life.
Jedi business. Go back to your drinks.
Do you know who it was you were trying to kill?
It was a senator from Naboo.
And who hired you?
Just a job.
Who hired you? Tell us. Tell us now!
It was a bounty hunter, a cog.
Toxic dirt.
Crack down this bounty hunter. You must, Obi-Wan.
Most importantly, find out who he's working for.
What about Senator Amidala? She will still need protecting.
Handle that. Your Padawan will.
Anakin, escort the Senator back to her home planet of Naboo. She'll be safer there. And don't use registered transport. Travel as refugees.
As the leader of the opposition, it will be very difficult to get Senator Amidala to leave the capital.
Until caught, this killer is. Our judgment she must respect.
Anakin, go to the Senate and ask Chancellor Palpatine to speak with her about this matter.
I will talk with her. Senator Amidala will not refuse an executive order. I know her well enough to assure you of that.
Thank you, Your Excellency.
And so, they've finally given you an assignment. Your patience has paid off.
Your guidance more than my patience.
You don't need guidance, Anakin. In time, you will learn to trust your feelings. Then you will be invincible. I have said it many times. You are the most gifted Jedi I have ever met.
Thank you, Your Excellency.
I see you becoming the greatest of all Jedi, Anakin. Even more powerful than Master Yoda.
I am concerned for my Padawan. He is not ready to be given this assignment on his own yet.
The Council is confident in its decision, Obi-Wan.
The boy has exceptional skills.
But he still has much to learn, Master. His abilities have made him, well, arrogant.
Yes, yes. A flaw more and more common among Jedi. Too sure of themselves they are. Even the older, more experienced ones.
Remember, Obi-Wan, if the prophecy is true, your apprentice is the only one who can bring the Force back into balance.
I'm taking an extended leave of absence. It will be your responsibility to take my place in the Senate. Representative Binks?
Hmm?
I know I can count on you.
Lisa, I need to be taking on this heavy burden. Lisa, accept this with muy, muy humility and...
Jar Jar, I don't wish to hold you up. I'm sure you have a great deal to do.
Of course, milady.
I do not like this idea of hiding.
Don't worry. Now that the Council has ordered an investigation, it won't take Master Obi-Wan long to find this bounty hunter.
I haven't worked for a year to defeat the Military Creation Act, to not be here when its fate is decided.
Sometimes we must let go of our pride and do what is requested of us.
Anakin, you've grown up.
Master Obi-Wan manages not to see it. Don't get me wrong. Obi-Wan is a great mentor. As wise as Master Yoda and as powerful as Master Windu. I am truly thankful to be his apprentice. In some ways, a lot of ways, I'm really ahead of him. I'm ready for the trials, but he feels that I'm too unpredictable. He won't let me move on.
That must be frustrating.
It's worse. He's overly critical. He never listens. He doesn't understand. It's not fair.
All mentors have a way of seeing more of our faults than we would like. It's the only way we grow.
I know.
Anakin. Don't try to grow up too fast.
But I am grown up. You said it yourself.
Please don't look at me like that.
Why not?
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Sorry, m'lady.
Sake, my lady.
Thank you, Captain. Take good care of Dorme. The threat's on you two now.
He'll be safe with me.
I'll be fine.
It's not me, my lady. I worry about you. What if they realize you've left the capital?
Well, then my Jedi protector will have to prove how good he is.
Anakin, don't do anything without first consulting either myself or the Council.
Yes, Master.
I'll get to the bottom of this plot quickly, m'lady. You'll be back here in no time.
I'll be most grateful for your speed, Master Jedi.
It's time to go.
I know.
Anakin, may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you, Master.
Suddenly, I'm afraid.
This is my first assignment on my own. I am too. Don't worry, we have our two with us.
I do hope he doesn't try anything foolish.
I'd be more concerned about her doing something than him.
Hello, Dex.
Take a seat. I'll be right with you.
You want a cup of joe with you?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Hey, oh, buddy. So, my friend, what can I do for you?
You can tell me what this is.
Well, what do you know? I ain't seen one of these since I was prospecting on Sub-Terrell, beyond the Outer Rim.
Can you tell me where it came from? Thank you.
This baby belongs to them cloners. What you got here is a Kamino saber dart.
I wonder why it didn't show up in the analysis archives.
You see, funny little cuts on the side that give it away. Those analysis droids only focus on symbols. Huh. I should think that you Jedi would have more respect for the difference between knowledge and... wisdom.
Well, if droids could think, there'd be none of us here, would there? Kamino, I'm not familiar with it. Is it in the Republic?
No, it's beyond the Outer Rim. I'd say about 12 parsecs outside the Rishi Maze. Should be easy to find, even for those droids in your archives. These are Kaminoans. Keep for themselves. They're cloners. Damn good ones, too.
Cloners? Are they friendly?
Oh, it depends.
Depends on what, Dex?
On how good your manners are. How big your pocketbook is.
Did you call for assistance?
Yes, I did.
Are you having a problem, Master Kenobi?
Yes, I'm looking for a planetary system called Kamino. It doesn't show up in the archive charts.
Kamino. It's not a system I'm familiar with. Are you sure you have the right coordinates?
According to my information, it should appear in this quadrant here, just south of the Rishi Maze.
I hate to say it, but it looks like the system you're searching for doesn't exist.
Impossible. Perhaps the archives are incomplete.
If an item does not appear in our records, it does not exist.
Difficult having sworn your love to the Jedi. Not being able to visit the places you like or do the things you like.
I'll be with the people that I love.
Are you allowed to love? I thought that was forbidden for a Jedi.
Attachment is forbidden. Possession is forbidden. Compassion, which I would define as unconditional love, is central to a Jedi's life. So you might say that we are encouraged to love.
You've changed so much.
You haven't changed a bit. You're exactly the way I remember you in my dreams.
I'm sorry to disturb you, Master.
What help can I be, Obi-Wan?
I'm looking for a planet described to me by an old friend. I trust him, but the systems don't show in the archive maps.
Lost a planet, Master Obi-Wan has. How embarrassing. How embarrassing. Liam, the Shades. Gather round the map reader. Clear your minds and find Obi-Wan's wayward planet, we will.
It ought to be here, but it isn't. Gravity is pulling all the stars in the area towards this spot.
Gravity's silhouette remains, but the star and all the planets disappeared, they have.
How can this be? A thought? Anyone?
Master? Because someone erased it from the archive memory.
Truly wonderful the mind of a child is. The Padawan is right. Go to the center of gravity's pull and find your planet. You will. The data must have been erased.
But Master Yoda, who could empty information from the archives? That's impossible, isn't it?
Dangerous and disturbing this puzzle is. Only a Jedi could have erased those files. But who and why? Harder to answer. Meditate on this. I will.
I wasn't the youngest queen ever elected. But now that I think back on it, I'm not sure I was old enough. I'm not sure I was ready.
The people you served thought you did a good job. I heard they even tried to amend the Constitution so you could stay in office.
I was relieved when my two terms were up. But when the queen asked me to serve as senator, I couldn't refuse her.
I agree with her. I think the Republic needs you. I'm glad that you chose to serve.
If the Senate votes to create an army, I'm sure it's going to push us into a civil war.
It's unthinkable. There hasn't been a full-scale war since the formation of the Republic.
Do you see any way through negotiations to bring the Separatists back into the Republic?
Not if they feel threatened. My guess is they'll turn to the Trade Federations or the Commerce Guilds for help.
It's outrageous. But after four trials in the Supreme Court, Newt Gunray is still the Viceroy of the Trade Federation. I fear the Senate is powerless to resolve this crisis.
We must keep our faith in the Republic. The day we stop believing democracy can work is the day we lose it.
Let's pray that day never comes.
In the meantime, we must consider your own safety.
What is your suggestion, Master Jedi?
Oh, Anakin's not a Jedi yet. He's still a Padawan learner. But I was thinking...
Hold on a minute.
Excuse me. I was thinking I would stay in the Lake Country. There's some places up there that are very isolated.
Excuse me. I'm in charge of security here, m'lady.
And this is my home. I know it very well. That is why we're here. I think it would be wise if you took advantage of my knowledge in this instance.
Sorry, m'lady.
Perfect. It's settled then.
There it is, R4. Right where it should be. Our missing planet, Kamino.
Prime Minister is expecting you.
I'm expected?
Of course. He is anxious to meet you. After all these years, we were beginning to think you weren't coming. Now please, this way.
present Lama Su, Prime Minister of Kamino. And this is Master Jedi...
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I trust you're going to enjoy your stay. Please. And now to business. You will be delighted to hear that we are on schedule. 200,000 units are ready, with a million more well on the way.
That's good news.
Please tell your master, Cypher Diaz, that his order will be met on time.
I'm sorry, it's Master...
Jedi Master Cypher Diaz is still a leading member of the Jedi Council, is he not?
Master Cypher Diaz was killed almost 10 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But I'm sure he would have been proud of the army we've built for him.
The army?
Yes, a clone army. And I must say, one of the finest we've ever created.
Tell me, Prime Minister, when my master first contacted you about the army, did he say who it was for?
Of course he did. This army is for the Republic. But you must be anxious to inspect the units for yourself.
That's why I'm here.
To come here for school retreat. We would swim to that island every day. I loved the water. We used to lie out on the sand and let the sun dry us and try to guess the names of the birds singing.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating. And it gets everywhere. Not like here. Here everything is soft. And smooth.
I shouldn't have done that.
I'm sorry. Very impressive.
I'd hoped you would be pleased. Clones can think creatively. You will find that they are immensely superior to droids. We take great pride in our combat education and training programs. This group was created about 5 years ago.
You mentioned growth acceleration.
Oh yes, it's essential. Otherwise a mature clone would take a lifetime to grow. Now we can do it in half the time.
I see.
They are totally obedient, taking any order without question. We modified their genetic structure to make them less independent than the original host.
And who was the original host?
A bounty hunter called Jango Fett.
And where is this bounty hunter now?
Oh, we keep him here. Apart from his pay, which is considerable, Fett demanded only one thing. An unaltered clone for himself. Curious, isn't it?
Unaltered?
Pure genetic replication. No tampering with the structure to make it more docile, and no growth acceleration.
I should very much like to meet this Jango Fett.
I would be very happy to arrange it for you.
Magnificent, aren't they?
I don't know.
Sure you do. You just don't want to tell me.
You gonna use one of your Jedi mind tricks on me?
They only work on the weak mind.
All right. I was 12. His name was Paolo. We were both in the legislative youth program. He was a few years older than I. Very cute. Dark curly hair, dreamy eyes.
All right, I get the picture. Whatever happened?
I went into public service. He went on to become an artist.
Maybe he was the smart one.
You really don't like politicians, do you?
I like two or three. But I'm not really sure about one of them. I don't think the system works.
How would you have it work?
We need a system where the politicians sit down and discuss the problem. Agree what's in the best interest of all the people, and then do it.
That's exactly what we do. The trouble is that people don't always agree.
Well, then they should be made to.
By whom? Who's going to make them?
I don't know. Someone.
You?
Of course not me.
But someone.
Someone wise.
Sounds an awful lot like a dictatorship to me.
Well, if it works.
You're making fun of me.
No, I'd be much too frightened to tease a senator.
Here?
Yep.
May we see him?
Sure. Dad, Tonui's here.
Jack, welcome back. Was your trip productive?
Fairly.
This is Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's come to check on our progress.
Your clones are very impressive. You must be very proud.
I'm just a simple man trying to make my way in the universe.
Ever made your way as far into the interior as Coruscant?
Once or twice.
Recently?
Possibly.
Then you must know Master Cypher Dyas.
Baba, Rudet Sohik.
Master who? Cypher Dyas. Is he not the Jedi who hired you for this job?
Never heard of him.
Really?
I was recruited by a man called Tyrannus on one of the moons of Bogdan.
Curious.
Do you like your army?
I look forward to seeing them in action.
They'll do their job well. I'll guarantee that.
Thank you for your time, Django.
Always a pleasure to meet a Jedi.
Aggressive negotiations, thank you.
Aggressive negotiations, what's that?
Well, negotiations with a lightsaber.
If Master Obi-Wan caught me doing this, he'd be very grumpy.
From the moment I met you, all those years ago, not a day has gone by when I haven't thought of you. And now that I'm with you again, I'm in agony. The closer I get to you, the worse it gets. The thought of not being with you, I can't breathe. I'm haunted by the kiss that you should never have given me. My heart is beating, hoping that that kiss will not become a scar. You are in my very soul, tormenting me. What can I do? I will do anything that you ask. If you're suffering as much as I am, please tell me.
I can't. We can't. It's just not possible.
Anything is possible, Padme. Listen to me.
No, you listen. We live in a real world. Come back to it. You're studying to become a Jedi. I'm a senator. If you follow your thoughts through to conclusion, it'll take us to a place we cannot go, regardless of the way we feel about each other.
Then you do feel something.
I will not let you give up your future for me.
You are asking me to be rational. That is something I know I cannot do. Believe me, I wish that I could just wish away my feelings, but I can't.
I will not give in to this.
Well, you know it. It wouldn't have to be that way. We could keep it a secret.
We'd be living a lie. One we couldn't keep even if we wanted to. I couldn't do that. Could you, Anakin? Could you live like that?
No. You're right. It would destroy us.
Tell your council that the first battalions are ready, and remind them, if they need more troops, it will take more time to grow them.
I won't forget, and thank you.
Thank you.
R4, scramble code 5 to Coruscant, care of the old folks home.
They are using a bounty hunter named Jango Fett to create a clone army. I have a strong feeling that this bounty hunter is the assassin we are looking for.
Do you think these cloners are involved in the plot to assassinate Senator Amidala?
No, Master. There appears to be no motive.
Do not assume anything, Obi-Wan. Clear your mind must be if you are to discover the real villains behind this plot.
Yes, Master. They say Master Cyberdeus placed an order for a clone army at the request of the Senate almost 10 years ago. I was under the impression he was killed before that. Did the Council ever authorize the creation of a clone army?
No. Whoever placed that order did not have the authorization of the Jedi Council.
Bring him here. Question him. We will.
Yes, Master. I will report back when I have him.
Blind we are. If creation of this clone army, we could not see.
I think it is time we inform the Senate that our ability to use the Force is diminished.
Only the Dark Lord of the Sith knows of our weakness. If informed, the Senate is, multiply our adversary's will.
No. No. Well, no. Don't.
I don't want to disturb you.
Your presence is soothing.
You had another nightmare last night.
Jedi don't have nightmares.
I heard you.
I saw my mother. She is suffering, Padme. I saw her as clearly as I see you now. She is in pain. I know I'm disobeying my mandate to protect you, Senator, but I have to go. I have to help her.
We'll go with you.
I'm sorry, I don't have a choice.
Dad! Look!
Boba, get on board!
Good.
Wait right there.
Okay.
Luanga!
Shut, shut, Wado. Ding mi chasa hopa.
Chibuda! Chubana piota! Jedi! Jedi! No bata! No dodo!
Ay!
Mi bosca de Shmi Skywalker.
Lenny? Hey, Lenny? Nah. You are Lenny! It is you! You sure sprouted, huh? With you! A Jedi! What do you know? Maybe you could help with some deadbeats who owe me a lot of money.
My mother.
Oh, yeah. Shmi. She's not mine no more. I sold her.
You sold her?
Years ago. Sorry, Annie, but you know, business is business, huh? I sold her to a moisture farmer named Lars. At least, I think it was Lars. Believe it or not, I heard he freed her and married her. Tell me a bit of that, eh? Yeah.
Do you know where they are now?
Oh, long way from here. Someplace over on the other side of Mos Eisley, I think.
I'd like to know.
Hey, sure. Absolutely. Let's go look at my records, huh?
Homing device on our hull. Hang on, son, we'll move into the asteroid field. And we'll have a couple of surprises for you.
Seismic charges. Stand by.
Seem to take a hint, this guy.
Thank you.
just in the spare part canisters. Fire them now.
Well, we won't be seeing him again.
Long enough. There's an unusual concentration of Federation ships over there, R4.
Ship, R2.
Hello. How might I be of service? I am C.
3PO.
The maker of Master Annie. I knew you would return. I knew it. And Miss Padme, my.
Hello, 3PO.
Bless my circuits, I'm so pleased to see you both.
I've come to see my mother.
I think perhaps we'd better go indoors. Master Owen, might I present two most important visitors?
I'm Anakin Skywalker.
Owen Lars, this is my girlfriend, Beru.
Hello. I'm Padme.
I guess I'm your stepbrother. I had a feeling you might show up someday.
Is my mother here?
No, she's not. Cleet Lars. Shmi is my wife. We should go inside. We have a lot to talk about. It was just before dawn, the came out of nowhere, hunting party of Tusken Raiders. Your mother had gone out early, like she always did, to pick mushrooms that grow on the evaporators. From the tracks, she was about halfway home when they took her. Those Tuskens walk like men, but they're vicious, mindless monsters. 30 of us went out after her. Four of us came back. I'd be out there with them, but after I lost my leg, I just couldn't ride anymore until I heal. I don't want to give up on her, but she's been gone a month. There's little hope she's lasted this long.
Where are you going? To find my mother.
Your mother's dead, son. Accept it.
You're gonna have to stay here.
These are good people, Padme. You'll be safe.
Anakin.
I won't be long.
The Commerce Guild and the Corporate Alliance to sign the treaty.
What about the senator from Naboo? Is she dead yet? I'm not signing your treaty until I have her head on my desk.
I am a man of my word, Viceroy.
With these new battle droids we built for you, you'll have the finest army in the galaxy. I explained to you earlier, I am quite convinced that 10,000 more systems will rally to our cause with your support, gentlemen. The Techno Union Army is at your disposal, Count.
The banking clan will sign your treaty.
Good, very good.
Our friends from the Trade Federation have pledged their support. And when their battle droids are combined with yours, we shall have an army greater than any in the galaxy. The Jedi will be overwhelmed. The Republic will agree to any demands we make.
My son.
Oh, my grown-up son. I'm so proud of you, honey. I missed you.
Now I am complete.
Stay with me, Mom. Everything. I love.
The transmitter is working, but we're not receiving a return signal. Coruscant's too far. R4, can you boost the power? We'll have to try something else.
Maybe we can contact Anakin on Naboo. It's much closer.
Anakin? Anakin, do you copy? This is Obi-Wan Kenobi. Anakin.
He's not on Naboo, R4. I'm going to try and widen the range. I do hope nothing's happened to him.
That's Anakin's tracking signal, all right. But it's coming from Tatooine. What in the blazes is he doing there? I told him to stay on Naboo. We haven't got much time. Anakin? Anakin, do you copy? This is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I brought you something. Are you hungry?
The shifter broke. Life seems so much simpler when you're fixing things. I'm good at fixing things. Always was. But I couldn't. Why'd she have to die?
Why couldn't I save her? I know I could have.
Sometimes there are things no one can fix. You're not all powerful.
Well, I should be. Someday I will be. I will be the most powerful Jedi ever. I promise you. I will even learn to stop people from dying.
Anakin.
It's all Obi-Wan's fault. He's jealous. He's holding me back.
What's wrong, Annie?
I killed them. I killed them all. They're dead. Every single one of them. And not just the men, but the women. And the children, too. They're like animals. And I slaughtered them like animals. I hate them.
To be angry is to be human.
I'm a Jedi. I know I'm better than this.
I know wherever you are, it's become a better place. You were the most loving partner a man could ever have. Goodbye, my darling wife. And thank you.
Strong enough to save you, Mom. I wasn't strong enough. But I promise I won't fail again. I miss you. So much.
R2? What are you doing here?
It seems that he is carrying a message from an Obi-Wan Kenobi. Master Annie, does that name mean anything to you?
Anakin, my long-range transmitter has been knocked out. Retransmit this message to Coruscant. I have tracked the bounty hunter Jango Fett to the droid foundries in Geonosis. The Trade Federation is to take delivery of a droid army here, and it is clear that Viceroy Gunray is behind the assassination attempts on Senator Amidala. The Commerce Guilds and the Corporate Alliance have both pledged their armies to Count Dooku and are forming a... Wait. Wait.
More happening on Geonosis, I feel, than has been revealed.
I agree. Anakin.
We will deal with Count Dooku. The most important thing for you is to stay where you are. Protect the Senator at all costs. That is your first priority.
Understood, Master.
They'll never get there in time to save him. They have to come halfway across the galaxy. Look.
Geonosis is less than a parsec away.
If he's still alive.
Annie, are you just going to sit here and let him die? He's your friend, your mentor.
He's like my father. But you heard Master Windu. He gave me strict orders to stay here.
He gave you strict orders to protect me. And I'm going to help Obi-Wan. If you plan to protect me, you'll just have to come along.
I'm not worried, R2. It's just I've never flown before.
The Commerce Guilds are preparing for war. There can be no doubt of that.
Count Dooku must have made a treaty with them.
Unfortunately, the debate is not over. The Senate will never approve the use of clones before the Separatists attack.
This is a crisis. The Senate must vote the Chancellor emergency powers. He can then approve the creation of an army.
But what senator would have the courage to propose such a radical amendment?
If only Senator Amidala were here.
Traitor.
Oh, no, my friend. This is a mistake, a terrible mistake. They've gone too far. This is madness.
I thought you were the leader here, Dooku.
This had nothing to do with me, I assure you. I will petition immediately to have you set free.
Well, I hope it doesn't take too long. I have work to do.
May I ask why a Jedi Knight is all the way out here on Geonosis?
I've been tracking a bounty hunter named Jango Fett. Do you know him?
There are no bounty hunters here that I am aware of. The Geonosians don't trust them.
Well, who can blame them? But he is here, I can assure you.
It's a great pity that our paths have never crossed before, Obi-Wan. Qui-Gon always spoke very highly of you. I wish you were still alive. I could use his help right now.
Qui-Gon Jinn would never join you.
Don't be so sure, my young Jedi. You forget that he was once my apprentice, just as you were once his. He knew all about the corruption in the Senate, but he would never have gone along with it if he had learned the truth as I have.
The truth?
The truth. What if I told you that the Republic was now under the control of the Dark Lord of the Sith?
No, that's not possible. The Jedi would be aware of it.
The dark side of the Force has clouded their vision, my friend. Hundreds of senators are now under the influence of a Sith Lord called Darth Sidious.
I don't believe you.
The Viceroy of the Trade Federation was once in league with this Darth Sidious. But he was betrayed 10 years ago by the Dark Lord. He came to me for help. He told me everything. You must join me, Obi-Wan. And together, we will destroy the Sith.
I will never join you, Dooku.
It may be difficult to secure your release.
It's a clear he said Separatists made a pact. He said he's a Federation you train. Senator. Zeno Bellican. In response to this direct threat to the Republic, Misa proposed that the Senate give immediately emergency powers to the Supreme Chancellor.
Order! We shall have order!
It is with great reluctance that I have agreed to this calling. I love democracy. I love the Republic. The power you give me, I will lay down when this crisis has abated. And as my first act with this new authority, I will create a grand army of the Republic to counter the increasing threats of the separatists.
It is done, then. I will take what Jedi we have left and go to Geonosis and help Obi-Wan.
Visit Irill, the cloners on Kamino. And see this army they have created for the Republic.
See those columns of steam straight ahead? They're exhaust vents of some type.
That'll do.
Look, whatever happens out there, follow my lead. I'm not interested in getting into a war here. As a member of the Senate, maybe I can find a diplomatic solution to this mess.
Don't worry. I've given up trying to argue with you.
My obtuse little friend, if they had needed our help, they would have asked for it. You obviously have a great deal to learn about human behavior. For a mechanic, you seem to do an excessive amount of thinking. I am programmed to understand humans. What does that mean? That means I am in charge here. Hey, where are you going now? You don't know what's out there. Have you no sense at all? Oh, idiot! Please wait. Do you know where you're going? Machines making machines. How perverse. Oh, calm down, R2. I almost fell. You get your chance at... Oh, I'm Scrap. It's a nightmare! I want to go home. Oh, what did I do to deserve this? I wonder what happened to poor little Artu. He's always getting himself into trouble.
Oh, no!
Uh-oh.
Oh. Oh, I'm so confused.
Again, Obi-Wan's gonna kill me.
Don't move, Jedi. Take him away.
Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid to die. I've been dying a little bit each day since you came back into my life.
What are you talking about?
I love you.
You love me? I thought that we had decided not to fall in love. That we would be forced to live a lie. And that it would destroy our lives.
I think our lives are about to be destroyed anyway. I truly, deeply love you. And before we die, I want
I was beginning to wonder if you'd got my message.
I retransmitted it just as you had requested, Master. Then we decided to come and rescue you.
Good job. I've got a bad feeling about this. Just relax, concentrate. What about Padme? She seems to be on top of things.
Patience, Viceroy, patience, she will die. Master Windu. How pleasant of you to join us.
This party's over.
Brave, but foolish, my old Jedi friend. You're impossibly outnumbered.
I don't think so.
We'll see.
Need maintenance.
You call this a diplomatic solution?
No, I call it aggressive negotiation.
Uh-oh.
Roger, roger.
Here. What are you doing? Oh, stop that. You're going to strain something.
My dad.
Now, where are you taking me? This is such a drag. I'm quite beside myself. Please be careful, you're sinking my circuit. But is my head on straight?
Master Windle, you have fought gallantly. Worthy of recognition in the archives of the Jedi Order. Now, it is finished. Surrender, and your lives will be spared.
We will not be hostages to be bartered, Dooku.
Then, I'm sorry, old friend. Seem possible. How could the Jedi come up with an army so quickly?
We must send all available droids into battle.
There are too many.
Pilot! Land in that assembly area!
Yes, sir.
Five special commando units awaiting your order, sir.
To the forward command center, take me.
Federation starships, quickly!
Master Yoda, all forward positions are advancing.
Very good. Very good.
not looking good at all.
We must get the starships back into space.
My master will never allow the Republic to get away with this treachery. I will take the designs with me to Coruscant. They will be much safer there than my master.
You're gonna pay for all the Jedi that you've killed today, Dooku.
We'll take them together. You're going slowly on the left.
Taking them now!
No, Anakin, no! No!
As you see, my Jedi powers are far beyond yours. Now, back down.
I don't think so.
Thank you. Kenobi. You disappoint me. Yoda holds you in such high esteem. Surely you can do better.
Are you all right? We better get back to the forward command center.
No. No. Gather what troops you can. We've got to get to that hangar. Get a transport. Hurry!
Right away.
Brave of you, boy. But I would have thought you had learned your lesson.
I am a slow learner.
Anakin!
Master Yoda.
Count Dooku.
You have interfered with our affairs for the last time.
Sense in you.
I've become more powerful than any Jedi. Even you.
Much to learn you still have.
It is obvious that this contest cannot be decided by our knowledge of the Force, but by our skills with a lightsaber. Beginning.
Thank you.
by hitting Solo 1-8.
Force is with us, Master Sidious.
Welcome home, Lord Tyrannus. You have done well.
I have good news for you, my lord. The war has begun.
Excellent. Everything is going as planned.
Do you believe what Count Dooku said about Sidious controlling the Senate? It doesn't feel right.
Join the dark side, Dooku has. Lies, deceit, creating mistrust are his ways now.
Nevertheless, I feel we should keep a closer eye on the Senate.
I agree.
Where is your apprentice?
On his way to Naboo, escorting Senator Amidala home. I have to admit that without the clones, it would not have been a victory.
Victory? Victory, you say? Master Obi-Wan, not victory. The shroud of the dark side has fallen. Begun, the Clone War has.
Thank you.